Well, howdy, partner. How about you bring that big jack-o'-lantern-sized head on into the bar and grab a seat next to me?
We always have an odd one in the crowd,
so it's kind of odd.
Decidedly odd.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd?
No, that doesn't strike me as a little bit odd.
It's the Bob and Sherry Oddcast, the stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show. Now, here's the Oddcast.
I recently got to have a very, very fun weekend with my bestie who is living in Florida right now. So we don't see each other very often. And she moved in May and we didn't see each other until like last week. All that time, it was so hard. And so we did a bunch of fun things. You know, we hung out and we talked for hours. And she is also self-employed. So the two of us always have something that we're working on. And we woke up early on Saturday morning and we said, all right, we're both going to work for 3 hours. Then the rest of the day is going to be fun. So that's what we did. And we went shopping. And we went shopping in this little town where they sell the kind of stuff that nobody needs, but that you buy like to put in Christmas stockings. You know what I'm, you know that kind of place.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So my youngest daughter loves like mushroom shaped pillows and trinkets and all. So I got her a couple of little mushroom things and went into the hiking store and got some stuff for the twins. And there was a hat store. And my friend goes, let's go in the hat store. And I was like, okay. But hat stores are sad places for me because hats never fit my giant oversized head. And people say to me, they go, girl, your head's not that big. Well, I'm glad that there's some sort of an optical illusion that hides its giganticness from you. But the fact that I can't go into a hat store and find a hat tells you what?
The tape measure don't lie, does it?
Your head might be a little big. So we go into the hat store and, you know, my friend who has a normal size human head is like, oh, I like this one. Oh, I like that one. And I'm over there like, is there by any chance a 10-gallon hat that you've used as a stunt object that might fit my head? So I try a couple hats on, too tight. And then I put this one hat on my head and it's like a cocoa brown cowboy hat, but not like a, well, Lamar's seen it in person because he and went out together last week and I wore my hat. So he's seen it. So it's not like a cowboy movie hat, Lamar, but it's definitely a Western hat, right?
It is a Western hat. Yes, it is.
It's fabulous. It fits my head. It's actually a little roomy, which makes me think it might have been a promotional item meant for a carnival, but it fit my head, and so I got it.
Now, you got a lot of hair up there, though. Now, think about this. You've got a lot of hair, so that, you know.
See, Lamar, this is why you're so good with the ladies. JJ from Good Times didn't have that much hair to justify the size of a hat that I need to get on this giant pumpkin head. So I tried it on and I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh, it fits. It's a little bit loose. And I kind of like the vibe. And then I looked at the price and I was like, oh, it's like, why is it so cheap? Probably because it was a leftover promotional item for a carnival. And so I take it down to the cash register and the lady who works there goes, oh, let's see it on. And I put it on. She goes, that looks good. I'm like, I can't believe it fits my head. And she said, here, try this. And she whips out this peacock feather thing and sticks it in the brim. And that was it. Mama was sold. So I was so excited.
The feather makes the hat. It really does.
I thought so. I was so excited that I went out and I got in the car and immediately took a picture of my pumpkin head in the hat and sent it to my daughters and was like, mommy's doing a little shopping. And of course, my girls who think that I'm a psychopathic workaholic, they're so happy to see me nowhere near a computer or a microphone that they say things like, that's good for you, mom. And if that hat makes you happy, get two, which is how you, just how you're, kids talk to you, Lamar, when they think you're a little unstable.
Yeah.
They talk to you really gently.
They talk to you.
Like, you know, when you've gone through some hard times in your life, the way your daughter Kaylee might say, well, it's okay, Dad. I know you'll pick yourself up and dust yourself off.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. It's going to be always reassuring that it's going to be okay.
which tells you that even your kids can see it's real bad right now.
Yeah, it's probably never going to be okay.
So I'm wearing my hat all day and I'm feeling very much like an extra from Virgin River or Longmire. I'm just living my best cowgirl life. And my friend, says to me, you know what, let's do, there's this like little bar where the locals go across from where we were staying, the house we were staying in. We should go over there tonight and just have some drinks and some wings. And that is not, as you know, like, when have you ever heard me say, I'm going to go to the bar and have me some drinks and some wings?
No. Never.
But I'm a girl in a cowboy hat. I'm going to take my big pumpkin head to the bar. And here's what happened.
What is only $4.99 a month but gives you such pleasure? That would be the Bob and Sherry Premium. Exclusive content from the show, including our classic chat room calls and best of CDs. You'll get behind the scenes photos and videos of not only us, but our listeners. It's a lot of fun. Just $4.99 a month. And the website to get all of this is bobandsherry.com/premium.
Now, I'm not a person who goes to bars. I really don't. Like, I never go alone. Like, I have friends who, female friends, who travel a lot for business, and they'll be in the hotel that they're in for their job, and they'll go down and sit at the bar and have like a salad and, you know, catch up on their email. I never do that. And I can't tell you why. It's not because I don't want to eat alone. I'll go to a restaurant alone. But I never sit at a bar alone. Is that something that you do, Lamar? Like, if you're on the road by yourself, do you go sit at a bar?
Not really a lot. I'll go eat alone. I have no problem eating alone. In fact, I enjoy eating alone. But sitting at a bar, no, not really. Yeah. It's not that I'm against it. I just don't ever do it.
I don't know. I don't have any reason that I can explain why it never occurs to me to go have a glass of wine and dinner alone at a bar. I kind of feel like, well, first of all, I kind of feel like a bar is a social place. And yeah, if you're sitting at the bar, you're open to conversation and company. And that may be from watching the TV show Cheers. like, so hear me out, right? If you're alone at a table in a restaurant, people don't just randomly pop over and chat you up.
No, nobody will do that. If you're at a bar.
Think about it. You're sitting alone at the bar and, you know, the people around you. I mean, it's a social space. And that's probably why I don't ever do that, because I'm kind of peopled out at the end of the day. And I just don't want to.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do that. So my friend is the exact opposite. Her job has her on the road probably half the year or more. And so, you know, she does crave human companionship. She doesn't have the kind of job we do where you hang with your friends and you talk to people. Yeah. And, you know, she's starved for some human company. So she's like, let's go sit at the bar. So we walk in and the place is jumping. They've got a couple of TVs it was Saturday night. So there's some college football going on and everybody seems to know everybody. It was very cheersy. People were yelling across the bar to each other, hey, did you ever get your truck fixed? You know, that kind of thing. And I really liked it. I liked that feeling of, oh, everybody here knows each other. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there at the bar with my cowgirl hat on, and we order some wings and a drink. And there's a couple, one bar stool separating us to my left. And they're an older couple. Like, they look like they're probably retired, but it was so cute. Like, they were clearly just beside it with each other. You know, they were like squeezing hands and he was rubbing his wife's back. And the reason I know it was his wife is because she leans over and she says, excuse me. I sure like your hat. And I said, do you really? I just got it today. It's so exciting because it fits my giant head. And she's like, I just don't know what I would look like in a hat like that. So I whipped it off and said, try it on and let's have a look. And of course, she put it on her head and it immediately, like, you couldn't see her eyes because she's a normal human. And then her husband says, well, now, ma'am, I have what you might call a peanut head. And he takes off his ball cap. And I was like, no, your head looks completely normal. And he goes, ma'am, this is a peanut head. It's a little peanut head. If I wanted to wear a cowboy hat like that, I'd have to go to the children's section. And his wife goes, oh, he's telling the truth. He ain't got nothing for a head. So then he tries my hat on and it covers his whole face, poor thing. He looked like one of those characters that's just all hat and then some boots.
Yeah.
And so they're like, well, where are you from? And so I tell them, and I said, where are y'all from? And they said, well, it's a place you've never heard of. It's just a little town. The closest big town to us is Macon, Georgia. I was like, shut the door. We have a radio station in Macon, Georgia. And I whip out my phone and I pull up, you know, the Bob and Sherry on WPEZ Macon, Georgia. And I show it to them and they look at it and they look at me and they look at it. And the woman goes, well, now I thought your voice sounded like somebody I knew. I have heard you on the radio. I said, thank you so much for listening. And she said, well, thank you for letting us wear your hat. And then we chatted a little bit more about where they like to go on vacation and what they have planned for the next few days and how long they've been married and how he insisted again that he had a peanut head. And it looked normal to me, you guys. I'm just saying it looked like a normal head. And so we finished this exchange and I turned back around and my friend is staring at me with bugged out eyes and an open mouth. And she goes, what is happening? I said, oh, this is so-and-so and so-and-so. They live outside Macon and they were just wanting to try my hat on. And she's like, do you ever leave the house? I'm like, yeah, not so much. She said, I've never seen this kind of thing happen in a bar. This is a real friendly bar. Everybody's making friends here. And it was delightful. And it made me realize, oh, maybe what I need in my life is a neighborhood bar. Not because I'm not like, I'm two drinks and it's bedtime for this girl. Like I can't hold my liquor, but you know that vibe where you walk into a place?
Oh,
and just,
yeah.
Everybody knows everybody. I thought that was just a TV show. I mean, when was the last time you had that in your life?
I enjoy when we go out a lot of times, you go into a restaurant, you hadn't made reservations or whatever, we'll go sit at the bar. And I enjoy eating at the bar because service is really good normally because you got somebody right there. They're looking at you constantly and the service is good. And you better believe whoever's on the left, whoever's on the right of us, we're going to find out something about them. We're going to know something before we leave. But I always enjoy talking to people, you know, at like that in a restaurant. If you go eat at the bar, you meet some fascinating people. You really, really do.
Well, you know, I just discovered that. Like, I can't believe, because, you know, like I'll talk to the people in the grocery checkout line. I'll talk to people who have cute dogs when I see them walking on the street. I've just never been someone to walk in and sit down at a bar. Well, howdy. I don't have any experience with that. This was my first time doing that, like in my life. Because when I was younger and would hit the clubs, you know, we were going to dance clubs in Philly. We weren't sitting at the bar and chatting up the locals. You know, we were tearing up the dance floor. I feel like that whole bar pub culture thing, I feel like that's a cool thing that I've missed out on.
No, it is a cool thing. It's better. It's also better if you've got one close to you that you go into. We've got one about 2 miles up the road and they have a really good hamburger and everybody goes there to eat, but it's also a bar at the same time. And, you know, it's one of those deals. We go in to sit down and you don't have to say anything. They're bringing over what you're going to drink. Now, if you have changed your mind on the way in there, too late, because they're bringing it to you. And you can't say, I don't want that, because that's what you get every time you go. And, you know, so they'll bring
cool
you, what they want you to have. But, yeah, it is cool. It is very, very cool.
How cool is that in a world that just feels like aggressive? I think that is a fair assessment. It is an aggressive world. It's not always hostile. It's not always insane, but it's always so aggressive feeling. And as a woman, honestly, when you're a woman, you gotta watch your back a little differently. You know, the idea of just walking
into- it's very different for you to go into a bar by yourself and me going into a bar by myself. That's two completely different situations. It really is.
I've thought about this a lot since that night, because I really enjoyed, like, I chatted with the bartender and learned a little bit about her. And of course, my new friends from just outside Macon. And then there was another guy who was eating a big old plate of nachos who pointed to the TV and said to me, "Please tell me you're not a fan of that." And I said, "Oh, we're a Georgia Bulldogs family." And he was a Bulldog fan. So we barked at each other. I had fun. You guys, I had a fun night. I really
did.
That's
awesome. That's awesome.
And it got me to thinking, like, Max used to go, this was pre-COVID, because a lot of things in our worlds changed with the pandemic. And some businesses just never came back, right? They shut down, whatever. There was a coffee shop that Max used to go to, mm-hmm. and that was his Cheers.
Yep.
Like, everybody knew him, and they knew what his order was, and he could go in there with a book or his computer or whatever. And it was like an extension, wasn't it, Max, of your living room?
Yeah, there's no question. Yeah, and I knew the employees. Not only did I know the employees, I knew things about their families and everything else. And in fact, yeah. I don't live as close to that anymore, but the guy who owns it, he and I still converse from time to time. So, you know, I mean, it was that was my hangout. That was my place.
There was a boba cafe. You know what boba is. It's like bubble tea. It's like fruity tea drinks with big tapioca balls in them that you suck through a giant straw. So my youngest loves boba. And there was a boba cafe that when Karamia was in high school, she would go there sometimes during the pandemic because they stayed open. Nobody was there. So she would go over there to do homework and just get a break from her bedroom and Zoom school. Cause that was hard on kids.
Yeah.
That was really, and it was really hard on my youngest who, you know, had been so social and on dance team and just all kinds of stuff. So she went to this boba cafe for a few years and she came home from college for a visit and went to the boba place. And the owner called her aside and said, "Hey, Karamia, I just want to thank you for, you know, being one of our regulars. Thank you, Darby. Just want to thank you for being one of our regulars. We're closing. We're closing down. We'll be gone in a couple of days. We're glad you came in." And she came home like all choked up about it. And I understand that. Like, when you have a place where you feel safe and comfortable and like it's your place, and you know you're welcome there if you want to read a book or, you know, do your homework or just sit and watch a football game and have casual conversation. To lose that, that's a big thing. That's a big thing to lose.
Oh, it's a loss. It's definitely a loss.
So that's what I was thinking about as I was sitting in the bar and talking to people about Georgia football, which I know 100% of nothing about, if we're being honest, and letting people try on my hat. Now, my friend did say to me, "What are you going to do if some of these people have lice?" And I was like, do you know how many
It's always
letters-
good to have a friend looking out for you, Lord. Like that, looking at the negative side.
You know how many lice letters came home from school? Do you know how many times I have dealt with the threat and the reality of lice? It was, and that didn't happen, by the way. No one was vermin-addled at this little bar. But if they had been, it would have been worth the experience of getting out there in the world and feeling like you were in this golden, goofy space, this moment where everybody was just so chill, even if they disagreed on politics or on the football team or whether or not, you know, your head was big or small. Everybody was just at ease. It's been a long time since I felt that in public.
It's nice to be around in a situation where people aren't feeling like they need to build forts around themselves. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Just pleasant conversation is very, very nice.
Yeah. And if you go out with Lamar, because I've had many meals with Lamar, that's what's going to happen. He is, oh my God, he talks to everybody in the place and knows stuff about him and they all love him. It's just his personality.
Yeah. I like to know about people. I really do.
I do too. I mean, I want to know. Like, I will ask you a personal question and get an answer. Like, this couple, I wish I'd have gotten their email because I just enjoyed them, the couple from the Macon area. I just enjoyed them so much. And, you know, what they made of the night, who knows? But when they left hand in hand, I was like, goals, man. That is goals. Look at the two of you. You're just, you know, your kids are grown and you're retired from your jobs and you came up. You know, not Macon wasn't very far from where I met my friend because we kind of met, you know, at an equal point between our two houses. Macon wasn't that far. So it's not like they went crazy far, but they were seeing something new and they were having some fun together. And it was just a really, it was one of those Brigadoon kind of nights, you know, where you find yourself in a place. And I knew that when if I go back to that place again, I won't recreate that night. No. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, it is what it is, and it's awesome, but you can't have that expectation the next time. You just don't know.
You just have to cup your hands around that little golden moment and be thankful that you had it. But I learned something powerful. Here it is. You put a cowboy hat on your head and walk into a room, it is a conversation starter. Now,
it is.
That might be because you look silly. Or, it might be that everybody likes a cowboy hat, and that's the one I'm going to go with. I'm just clinging to everybody likes a cowboy hat.
Do you know
hat.
What? There's a company called the Optimo Hat Company. They sell the most expensive fedoras you can buy in the world. I will never be able to afford one except used. But their slogan is, a great hat can change your life. And you just proved that.
I think I did.
I want to wear a hat so bad. I can't. Is I want to wear a hat so bad. I just
Lamar,
don't know.
I feel like, and you know I say this with no judgment, I feel like you're my neighbor in the pumpkin patch of head size. Is it you can't find one that
no,
fits?
No. I just don't have I look at Max. Every time I go with Max, we go somewhere, he's got on a cool hat, and it just looks normal. For me, I just don't have the confidence to wear the hat. I just don't. I mean, I hardly ever wear a baseball hat. I don't wear nothing because I just don't, I don't know. And I would love to wear a hat. I really would.
You know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering if it's because you haven't found your hat yet.
Maybe not. That may be it.
Because when I put that hat on, you know, the Frosty the Snowman thing. And when he put the hat on, he began to dance around like it was a magic hat. And it allowed Frosty to come to life and play with the children. Now, we're just going to low-key the fact that he melted and it was an existential nightmare for those kids. But when Frosty found that old black hat, it was magic. Lamar, I'm going to take you hat shopping. And we're going to see if we can't find you a hat.
I wish, you know, finding a hat store is very hard nowadays. I mean, there's places that carry a couple of hats or whatever, but a real hat store, you don't run up on that very often.
Exactly. And when my friend said, let's go in the hat store, I was like, oh, well, here's just one more chance to be crushed.
But see, in a place like that, see, you're going to find they're going to have something for everybody. You know, because a place that just carries two or three different hats, it's like a place that carries just a few shoes. They only carry the popular sizes. They don't carry any of the extremes, see? But you go into a hat store, and they will have that.
From peanut head to pumpkin head, they've got something for everybody. So my favorite part of my whole moment chatting with my new friends from Macon was when the husband was like, no, look at this. This is a peanut head. Look at it, right? His wife said to me, she said, well, you know, maybe God made your head so big because maybe he made your brain so big. Now, the maybe was the part where I was like, this is how Bob feels all the time.
Maybe before and after each sentence.
Yeah, maybe God did this to you. Maybe your brain's too big. Probably not. But and her husband, and when she said that, her husband's like, my brain's probably too small. It's a peanut head. Oh my God, what a fun night. So final message, y'all. I'm not saying go out and hang at a bar, because that could end a lot of ways, but be open to the possibility of finding a magic hat.
Yes.
that makes complete strangers spill the tea. And if somebody wants to try your magic hat on, go ahead. I mean, the worst that can happen is not all that bad, right? Thank you for listening to the Oddcast. Our website is BOBANDSHERI.com. New episodes of the Oddcast every Monday. New episodes of Talking Lamar every Friday. And we would dearly love it if you would check out True Weird Stuff, which Max and I do every Friday. You can find it on Apple and YouTube and Spotify and all the places where you get your podcasts. Because we're making it for y'all with our great big oversized heads. We'll see you next time on the Oddcast. Thank you so much for listening to the Oddcast, Talking Lamar and the Bob and Sherry podcast. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.